Tensions over China are spilling onto Australian university campuses, with more clashes between students. In Hobart this lunchtime, Project Beijing students are calling for the University of Tasmania to take down posters put up by a group backing the democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. Queensland University witnessed violent clashes between groups of Chinese students last month, and today a prominent government backbencher has warned that Australia's sovereignty and freedoms will be diminished unless we confront China's influence. Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart begins our coverage.
As the streets of Hong Kong are filled with the violence and noise of mass demonstrations against Beijing's rule, thousands of kilometres away in Hobart, one student from Hong Kong is carrying out his own quiet protest.
At first, I just want to show my support to all the recent protests in Hong Kong, but I didn't expect there would be such a big voice around the campus.
But the student, who didn't want to use his name, says the posters don't last long.
Until now, it has been ripped off. So basically, now as student now, there's nothing.
He says a student from China has admitted in a WeChat group that he pulled down the posters. Now the Tasmania Association of Chinese Students and Scholars has written a statement, formally asking the University of Tasmania to remove the pro-Hong Kong posters.
Our student union has formally expressed strong dissatisfaction to the school about the campus insult to China and called on the school to build a clean and pure learning environment for students.
The statement says the group respects freedom of speech, but that China deserves respect.
Everyone has freedom of speech and we will respect different voices. However, freedom of speech does not mean malicious slander, exaggeration of facts, and personal attacks.
The World Today has asked the Tasmania Association of Chinese Students and Scholars Association, which is regarded as pro-Beijing, for an interview. The Tasmania University Union has called for calm. Its president is Sharifa Syed Rohan.
I think between the two cohorts affected by this, I think there's a significant amount of tension. For other students, they may not be completely aware of what is happening. But I think that at the end of the day, we're all committed to ensuring that our campus promotes respectful behaviour and values one another's opinion.
The University of Tasmania is the latest campus to experience tensions between pro- and anti-Beijing student groups. At the University of Queensland, punches were thrown during a pro-Hong Kong protest. One student has told the media his parents in China got a visit, warning him not to go to any more protests. The Australia Director at Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, is concerned about the Chinese government monitoring students abroad.
Human Rights Watch has been working on these issues for some years. We conducted more than 100 interviews with academics, students from China, Chinese scholars in the US, UK, Canada and Australia. And what we found is that, you know, many times for students from China, the repressive apparatus of the Chinese state really follows them to campuses abroad. We found that surveillance and monitoring on these campuses is rife, that students are, you know, discouraged from speaking up on, you know, certain issues that they are concerned about or from participating in protests or certain events. And so we really set out a 12-point code of conduct on how universities need to address these issues head on. And it's about strengthening academic freedom on campuses. It's about countering threats to academic freedom. It's also about encouraging students to, you know, address any direct or indirect attempts to censor certain discussions.
The university disputes come as the head of a parliamentary intelligence committee warns Australia against underestimating China. Liberal MP Andrew Hastie has written an opinion piece in Nine newspapers saying Australia needs to hold on to democratic convictions and national security, as well as maintaining trade with China.
Felicity Ogilvie.